This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Shirtless, it's the Shirtless Plantain Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. This is a Euros edition. This is me, your host, Tosin, alongside Dean. And we have today Tommy. Cut him off on the bench. We need another Yoruba guy. So, you know, call him on the pitch. So thank you so much, Tommy, for making time.
No problem. Feels good. I'm just here to hate and talk shit.
Well, you know, you came to the right place.
That's the entire show.
It's like going to Atlanta and trying to go to Waffle House. That's what you came for. Let's start off with Slovakia and Romania. Slovakia and Romania was 1-1. Slovakia did their thing. Romania did their thing. Hagi's son actually played very well today, so good for him. Like father, like son. We're number 10 for the country. Dean, what was your takeaway from this game?
I didn't watch much of it, but I remember thinking that Slovakia's goal by Andre Duda, I think his name is, that's a great header. Like, you don't see those that often, I feel like. Like, where a guy just, like, you know, neck powers it into the net, you know, like, and falls on neck power. That just sounds weird, man. But I feel like you get a little bit of that from Haaland, and that's about it. Like, nobody's really using that technique anymore. So it was nice to see that sort of throwback goal. Romania's goal was a penalty, so not much to describe there. I can't even remember how the person got tripped or whatever. But this was good for... Did they both qualify after this?
They did.
Neither did they. I think it was almost nailed on that they would, you know, like, as long as both teams met each other's energy, which they did, if you look at the stats, it was a pretty even game, they were going to go through, you know, like, these things have a way of working out, you know. It's called Ojuro, you know, but whatever.
Tell me, what was your takeaway from this game?
I didn't watch too much of it, but I did see the highlights because I'm a fan of Haji's son for some weird reason. Don't ask me why. So I saw some of the highlights, and like you said, he did good. And honestly, it was a pretty even game. Slovakia took their chance when he came. Like you said, that was a great header. Like that's just one of them headers where you just can't do anything as a defender. Like you can try to fight him, keep from jumping, but that's all muscle and Slavic man. So you just gotta say fuck it. So that was a good goal. And honestly, I did not have Romania making it through at all. So I'm actually glad they were able to, like, you know, at least have a good showing. Because whoever they play next is gonna abuse that team. But you know, they tried. So we'll give them that.
Yeah, Dean, you had a point quickly.
Yeah, no, I don't have a point. This is completely useless, but I'm going to say it anyway. This man said Slavic, and I thought to myself, Haktwa.
Bro, listen, I was listening to that whole meat show you guys had going on for a while. I'm going to stop that right now.
Nah, man, nah. I wasn't there. I wasn't involved.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that was AI, man. Allen Iverson's
game. Okay, yeah. See, I stepped away for a couple months. This joint gets real weird. I don't like that.
It's Pride Month, nigga. Relax.
You know, we support the gays and the lesbians and the trans. We support the community, okay? Speaking of community, Ukraine and Belgium. Belgium wore a Tintin kit, which is in honor of Kevin De Bruyne. So, you know, shout out to Kevin De Bruyne for having his own kit.
Yeah, which is crazy because all the pictures that were pointed out on the timeline today were all using Trossard as their model. And I'm just like, come on, man. Like, y'all, like, okay, so he's 5'6".
No, Arsenal fans, man. Y'all need to tell me what's up with Trossard. Does he sleep? Does he just, like, that man looks constantly tired. I've never seen a more perpetually tired player. He's about to get subbed on 70th minute. He looks like he's one coming off. I'm like, bro, please.
You know, he had a kid last season, but that's just the way he looks, man. You know, some people got resting bitch face. Some people got resting sleep face, I suppose. You know, but this was a boring game, Tosin.
Yeah. I mean, first and foremost, Kevin De Bruyne is the only good player in that team today. Doku was doing his little, you know, Ghanaian moves. But for me, it was just, this is a really bad team. And I got something to hate on finally, Dean. I hate that kit. It's so fucking ugly.
It's not good.
I don't like that kit. And the thing is, I liked it at first, and I hate that kit.
Is it because of how it looks when it's like, excuse my French here, wet?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like it gets it wicks the sweat away. They just look soaked.
It looks like it retains. I don't know if it's just Lukaku, but all of Belgium kits look heavy. Once they sweat, it looks like you're getting weighed down. And that's just, it's just unappealing. I don't like it.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with the jerseys that have like, you notice there's a pattern on that Belgium jersey. There's like a,
yeah,
like a diamond. So the jerseys, the Adidas jerseys that have that jacquard pattern apparently just hold sweat, you know, which is a ridiculous thing because Adidas is a $1 billion company. Like,
I am
out beforehand, you know, so, but whatever.
When you said jacquard, that reminds me of every Yoruba auntie in the world. But yeah,
I like your auntie too, bro.
But yeah, Ukraine, Belgium. I mean, there's nothing to take away from this game. Both these teams are not good. Dovbeck, for someone who's very good at La Liga, he looked like he didn't know how to play football. There was a chance in the second, I think it was the second half, and he didn't shoot it. Like they all didn't.
Yeah,
he just looked really slow and heavy, which is not what we saw in La Liga this season. And I think, you know, Belgium's fans got on them, you know, booed them to the point where De Bruyne was like, you know what, let's not even bother clapping them. Let's just walk inside. But the onus wasn't on them to win the game, and they tried to win the game, okay? Jeremy Doku did his best. Romelu Lukaku is just, I don't know, doing a Dovbeck impression. He was just on his heels the whole game. A lot of good passes he could have done something with. He did nothing. De Bruyne gave him a good one. He did nothing. You know, so I don't know. They've reached a point where he's maybe lost confidence. I don't understand Tedesco playing Trossard on the right. Every Arsenal fan knows that that's the worst way to play him. Like, you're better off playing him in midfield than playing him on the right. He just is not productive from that part of the pitch. You know, so between the players and the manager, they just weren't very on it today. And even so, if someone deserves to win the game, it was them. So I'm not going to be too mad at Belgium. But they are going home after this game. The next game is home time for them, guaranteed.
Yeah. One of the funniest things I've seen about Lukaku is one of these older Nigerian uncles call him Lukaku Little. That's how it is.
No, I was actually talking to some friends about it, and the best Lukaku is when he doesn't have time to think. When that man can just go off straight instinct, I think that's when he's at his best. Because when he has time to think, that's when he swears he's better than he actually is skill-wise, and that's when he gets them, like, boot-cut jeans touch, and that's just not – it's just today, I didn't like the attack was disjointed. And like you said, KDB being the only good player there, the whole, like, that Belgian team, I've never really been a fan of it in general because, like, I always found that whole golden generation thing they got given a bit overrated because they had, like, they had Hazard, Lukaku, and KDB, and everyone else was a B-tier player. And I just didn't like the fact that they were given a golden generation tag. You do have three great players, but when the rest of the players, when Carrasco is your fourth best player, and he's traveling between Spain and Atletico, and Courtois is shagging his teammate's wife. I never respected it. But now that it's only KDB there, because Lukaku's a shell, Hazard is doing charity games with Mini Mentor and whatever. It's just, like, there's just nothing in that team, so I don't know what people expected Belgium to do. The midfield looks like it needs work also, because I don't care what you tell me. Onana is just okay. Tillemans is not good, so it's just a bunch of patchwork, and I don't know what you guys wanted from Belgium. Like, that's what they show this tournament. It's what, oh, cool.
Now we're savage and watch them go ahead and win the fucking tournament.
if they win this tournament, I'm never showing my face on the internet again.
This nigga said I will eat my durag.
Literally, I will get on here live stream eating the durag.
Put some hot sauce on it. Oh, I thought it would do. The two teams that changed their pronouns, Czechia and Turkey, they played. Boy, was that a great game, because they were going machine for machine. Tommy, how do you feel about this game? Talk to me about this one.
That's football. It was I'm not sure. I don't remember all the goals, but I know Czech A got like two red cards, right?
Yeah, they got the one.
Was it one?
Wait, actually, it was two. Yeah, one in the very
that Thomas. Okay, yeah, very last minute, and it was honestly it was a good game, and I think Turkey are finally living up to their dark horse tag. So, but it was a very good game. Also, he didn't play the very best today, but that Adra Güler guy, I'm a huge fan. Like, everything he does, it looks so smooth and silky. And I remember a couple pods ago, I think Coach was trying to, like, think of a player to, like, to best describe him. And the player that came to head was, do you guys remember Isco at Malaga?
Nigga, we watched George Hagi play. Of course you know Isco at Malaga.
Listen, I know you guys are in retirement home age. I don't know if the dementia kicked in yet. I'm being nice to the senior citizens here, okay?
Oh man, I'm a killer.
But that's who Adra Güler gives me. Like Isco at Malaga, like they just get him the ball in the final third, make something happen. And he does it well. And also, Çalhanoğlu's goal. I love a good outside of the boot goal. That's one thing I always support. So that was a great goal. And honestly, hey, more power to Turkey, man, because I thought there were gonna be another like fake dark horse, but no, they stepped up. So and I enjoyed the game.
Two things: respect their pronouns, it's Turkey, and two, Dean, question for you: you're the Inter fan here. How much has that, you know, them changing Çalhanoğlu's position? Because you know he used to be an attacking midfielder, and now like interchange to a deep player. Has that changed him for Turkey? Excuse me.
Yeah, well. I mean, he's someone you can build a midfielder around at this point. I didn't expect him to take to being a deep lying playmaker the way he has, but he made the point earlier this year that he thinks he's the best one in the world. I don't know that I would agree with that. I'm still taking Rodri over him. But he has goals in this game. He can set the tempo. He pretty much gives you everything you want from that position at this point. And I suppose it's not an unexpected theme from a player that intelligent anyway, you know, because generally a lot of midfielders of his ilk tend to move backwards as the years go on, you know. So he's just one in a long line of guys like, what am I thinking of? Like, Perler is the prime example of that, but I feel like that one's a bit cheating because people didn't really rate him that much when he was more of a 10 anyway. You know, it was when he dropped back that people were like, oh, you know. So but Çalhanoğlu did have he had some sting to him early on, you know, as a 10, you know. So I can't quite think of the approximation right now, but I like what he's doing for Turkey, and you know they'll go about as far as he takes them. And the good thing is that they don't have to rely on just him. Like Tommy mentioned, Arda Güler is something really special.
Paul Scholes did that. Remember when Paul Scholes was moving forward, and then all of a sudden,
that's a great shout, great shout. Yeah. So, did he wear that kit you're wearing too?
He did when he came out.
Yeah,
when we begged him to come out of retirement. Oh my days!
instead of playing Pogba,
bro.
And then what's it called? He went to Walmart to get some boots.
Man,
he's so humble and down to it. Like, where the fuck else do you get boots, nigga? Like the store.
The last point about this game, my Turkish namesake, Shek Tosun, really really good goal. Not a good striker, but a really good goal. So that's the only point.
Far from man, them Everton days were painful to watch. Oh my days!
It's bad.
I've never seen a work like that. It was bad.
You know what else is bad? Portugal. They lost 2-0 to Georgia. And
come on, guys, are we really going to overreact to Portugal losing a game after they won the group?
Absolutely. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. That's, go for it. Go that's for why it. I was called up.
I'm just here go to ahead. Watch. Pause.
Nah, they rotated the side. Like, that's not lost upon me. They did rotate their side, except for number 37 up top. Yeah, that's 39. They kept...
He's
39. 30. Oh, my... Ooh, that's even worse. CR39 up top. And first of all, I don't think he should have played that game, but it's whatever. But the whole game, Portugal just looked flat. Like, when, like, this game, I thought, you know, they're already through. They pretty much clinched first place already. So, I'm like, this game, we're just going to see them pass the ball around, maybe a 1-0 win, and then they'll just go prepare for the next game, for the next round. Then the Kvaratskhelia goal. It was a great counterattack and beautiful finish by him. After that, like, I saw Portugal pushing, but they just couldn't do it. They just could not take that next gear. And I think this, like Dean says, this may be a bit of overreaction, but when they do come against, better players, I mean better teams, and they do need to take that next gear, sure, they will have Bernardo Silva, Bruno Fernandes, and all those other players on the pitch. But this tournament, I don't think they're going to be able to take that next step. Who are they playing in the next round?
We'll get to that.
Yeah, so, like, I'm not sure if they'll be able to take that next step in, like, the quarters, semifinals, if needed. Especially if you keep trying to feed Homelander up top. Like, it just won't work. Like, you need, for the midfielders you have, you need more mobile forwards. Because Bruno's going to spam those chances, so you need players who can at least move around and run. And also, that Liao in the front two experiment needs to stop. Because, like, I've always told people, like, Liao's a winger. And my number one rule on wingers is they will be frustrating no matter what. No matter how good, no matter how consistent, no matter how great you think they are, they will be frustrating. That's wingers. That my, like, every – I played midfield my whole life. And some winger. So everyone I've played with, I've had moments of like, do you want to play today? So, and that's what Liao has been giving me this whole tournament. Like, I'm just here to collect a check. So I don't know. They need to make some shake because that front two they try to do, it's not it for me.
Yeah, I mean, only got a few points and we'll move on quickly. I want to be nice. Goncalo Ramos is not good. That's the big thing right there. Number two, there's a Nigerian song by Olumide and Koya Huse. That's what Benfica are doing with all their players. Yao Neves, Antonio Silva. I don't believe in any player come from Benfica, and that's it.
Big playmaker, my brother. Big playmaker.
Well, they're scammers. Anyways, Georgia, amazing story. I am so, so happy to see what Georgia have done. This is what happens when you invest in people, right? We're not going to this thing where we see AI everywhere. Invest in people. Georgia 10, 15 years ago invested in their football players. Now you got one of the best goalkeepers in the world because I can't pronounce his name, but their goalkeeper is really good.
Ramadan Bailey?
Yes. And he's shown in La Liga. He's a very good goalkeeper. Yeah, he is. He's like Donnarumma, just massive, a big lad.
Yeah.
Kvicha, we've seen what he's done at Napoli. There's a reason why him and Osimhen were linking together and won Scudetto for the first time since 1989. And then even the goalkeeper, I mean the other striker, Mikitatsu, he was good enough to be at Ajax, did well at Metz, and I think he's going to get a big move because you need strikers, and he's doing his thing. So overall, that's a really, really good team. And to see the Turkish and see the Georgian fans at the end of the game, so happy for them. So happy for them.
And this is Georgia's first like international tournament or first big international tournament. So for them to move on, it's actually very I loved seeing it. So yeah, like you said, seeing the fans celebrate, seeing the players celebrate, it's something they fought for because people just had them booked to they're just gonna come here to fill numbers and show face. But they said, no, we're here. So I respect it.
Yeah, and speaking of here, let's talk about the round of 16. Dean, you got anything you want to add on the Portugal game before we move on?
Oh, no. I'm just going to Tbilisi, baby. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Feche Vaji. Celebration.
Celebration. Need Tbilisi.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bet. Switzerland and Italy. How do we feel about this game, Dean?
Whew. I can't call it, but based on what I've seen in the tournament, I'm going Italy. I'm going Italy.
Okay.
But if you ask me tomorrow, I might change my mind.
Okay. I'm leaning Italy because I think they have the best player of the tournament so far, or one of them. And Calio, I don't respect Italian names, but it's okay. Him. And I think they'll do a serviceable enough job. Unless Shaqiri has another 40-yarder in his bag. But I'm going with Italy too, like 2-1.
Germany, Denmark. I'll start this one off. I just haven't seen anything from Denmark that has moved me. I mean, great story in Eriksen scoring, but other than that, Rasmus Højlund, you need Ruud van Nistelrooy. You should beg Man United to come for him to coach you. That's what you need. I just think Germany got a little bit too much for Denmark. Fellas, y'all got anything you want to add besides that?
No.
Okay. England, Slovakia. I'm going to go with Slovakia.
I'm praying it is Slovakia. I'm praying it's Slovakia. But I think England have too much for them. They'll find a way.
I agree with Tommy. They'll find a way.
They will. But I'm just being
nasty. Deserve it, but they'll find a way. They might even fuck around and click.
That side of the bracket, I promise you, they're gonna fluke their way to like a semifinal appearance, and people are gonna be like, maybe Southgate isn't that bad. Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Don't fall for it.
Spain and Georgia, this one's gonna be tasty, but I think Spain's got a little bit too much for them.
It's a lot of too much, nigga. It's a lot of too much. They are going to cook these fucking Tbilisi niggas, man. Like, but it was fun. It was fun while they were around.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just thought about the fact that they got Nico Williams and Lamine Yamal, and
bro, they tapped into the Moore's ancestry and pulled those two out of nowhere. Come on, man.
They got a black Basque player, bro. They don't even make black in Basque, nigga. How does it even make any sense?
The real question is why aren't they Nigerian? Why are they Ghanaian? There are because more of us. We travel better. Kilode, how did we mess that up?
Because Nigerians we haven't taken over Spain yet.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Don't worry. Oluwa Iniesta is coming soon. Don't worry.
Oluwa Iniesta. Ayomiku.
France, Belgium. We have the colonialism classic over here.
Yeah.
France is going to finish.
France going to murder these niggas, man. France is clicking in this game. This is the game where they click. Then we get to shit on KDB proper. Like,
you feel me? Yep.
I mean, I think this
Monday.
Has been...
Okay, Monday. Okay, it's a Monday. All right.
France is going to really show... France is going to really show that King Leopold ain't shit.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, Napoleon is a much cooler historical character anyway.
But... You feel me? Yeah. It's going to be like epic rap battles of history. Throwback.
Portugal and Slovenia. That's going to be a good one, but I think Portugal should beat them. What do you guys think?
Yeah. Portugal at full strength is being that team.
I would like to get a goal from Shesko, but Portugal's winning.
He's good, man. He's impressed me. Like, I've always been not wary, but I've always kept a side eye on, like, quote unquote, every big attacker. People always try to compare them to, like, oh, he's like Ibra or he's like a mini Haaland. And I'm always like, you guys don't, But he's impressed me.
Yeah, man. I mean, how old is he? 19?
Nah, he's like 22, something like that.
Yeah, he's like 22, 21. Right. He came up through the Southberg system, right?
Yeah.
The RB system,
yeah. The Rebel system,
yeah. He's 21.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did the right thing. He did the right thing. Staying where he is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Romania, Netherlands. Wait. Before we move on, Šeško, his attacking partner doesn't play, Openda.
Yeah, I saw that. He had a great season, and he's gotten like, has he played this tournament at all?
He comes on for garbage time, but you have to understand, guys. Like, every national team coach is mental in the same way. They don't really care about form; they care about seniority and the mood of the camp and shit like that. You know, like we'll talk about England again someday soon. But I heard a really interesting theory that. If you guys remember when they picked the squads, there was some chatter about some of the players that actually made the squad not being happy about some of the cuts.
Mm-hmm.
And that has sort of messed up the energy a little bit as well. So internally, they have sort of some chemistry stuff going on. And on the field, we can see the bullshit they're putting out. So it's that kind of thing I feel like national team coaches really try to avoid. So Openda can play as could have scored 50. He was still coming off the bench in this tournament, or they put him on the right wing or some shit like that, you know. But
honestly, that explains why I like Barcoa and Zaya Emery. So that's true.
So effectively, national team is Nigeria in that sense.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's where the corruption stays.
Okay. Tribalism rules.
Cool. Romania, Netherlands. This is gonna be an interesting one because I don't think Netherlands is that good.
Oh. If I had to gamble on a lower seed doing something, I'd take Romania here.
Yeah, I think that other team. First of all, take all that damn headband. But I think they're missing. It was KDB and what's the other center midfielder that got hurt?
Frankie De Jong.
Yeah, Frankie De Jong and who else?
It was the guy from Atalanta, Koopmeiners.
So yeah, I think they're missing them a bit, but. That team is just uninspiring. Hopefully, Xavi Simmons, because he's been like a bright spark-ish. Him and Gakpo.
Barely.
Yeah, so I don't like Dean said, if I did have to pick a lower seed team, I'm picking the one from this game.
Yeah. Last game, Austria versus Turkey. This one's gonna be you remember what we were saying last week? Meat. This is
big meaty man slapping meat. Like this one is bratwurst versus I don't fucking know what turkey we eat. Okay, donor. Okay, there we go. All right. Yeah, but I think I'd comfortably put money on Austria in this one. I just think they have a worked out system. They have the momentum. You know, like Ralf Rangnick is looking like a genius right now. For some reason, they're capable of pressing. I'm suspicious, but let's not get into that right now. So yeah, I just think they have more repeatable routes to success than Turkey does. Turkey is a bit individual inspiration. You know, like Arda Güler, Hakan Çalhanoğlu scoring great goals in their games. You know, like I'm not trusting them like that. Yildiz is scoring against Austria.
Yildiz is also there as well in case he wants to pop off.
Honestly, I think this game is a toss-up. Like, I'm not confident picking either one. So I think the general toss-up, because like you said, like, while Austria does have that system, individual brilliance in a tournament can just, like, that. So, like, yeah. Their first game where that right back scored a volley, like, come on. So, they could do it, but I'm leaning towards Austria, too.
Yeah, I suppose the final point for me on the Austria thing is they have Marcel Sabitzer, and somehow he's gone under the radar this season. He's been one of the best midfielders in Europe. And
yeah.
Bro, he rounded the keeper and won a penalty in the last game he played or the game before that. Like, bro, strikers are not doing that anymore, man. This is Marcel Sabitzer that wasn't good enough for Manchester United, but, you know, I don't want to start beef on the pod because I'm outnumbered right now and I'm a coward, so. But, you know.
I beg. Even his finish against Netherlands, that was a beautiful move from the midfield, and that finish was that's proper ball. Near post, back down. Yeah. That's what we need.
Yeah, I mean, listen, the Euros are winding down, man. We're round of 16, so you know, we'll see what happens on Saturday. I'm kind of glad we got a little reprieve and we get to rest a little bit. We can actually have socialized now, so we want to thank you guys so much for listening to us every day talking about the Euros. You get a break from us, but guess what? We'll be back. Don't worry about that. Fellas, y'all got anything you want to add?
I'd like to thank Tommy for joining us again.
Don't thank that nigga.
I need to file a complaint with HR. Do we have HR at Shirtless Plantain Show?
I am.
Maybe we get one.
That would be Tosin.
Yeah, oh my gosh. I'm finding a complaint. Okay. I'm going above you.
I am above, nigga.
I'm gonna tell your mom. I'm going above you.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us ramble about Euros. For myself, Tosin, Dean, and Tommy, and Coach, wherever he is, probably playing with me. We're out. Everyone, take it easy. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and all of the good stuff. Take it easy, everyone. Peace.
Peace.
It's the shirtless Plantain Show.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.